It's just past 11 on a Tuesday morning, and the noise level at the Indianapolis Museum of Art is much louder than what you might expect in a museum. That's because, beginning this week, just as the museum is opening to the public, a gaggle of 3- and 4-year-olds is leaving the building at the end of their school day. This group of 7 makes up the preschool class, the first of its kind being offered at the IMA.
As the largest art institution in the state, and as in schools cutbacks are happening for art education, we're charged with that task to play that role.
Heidi Davis-Soilu is the IMA's Manager of Academic Engagement and Learning Research. She says her team moved up the program's 2016 start date to this year, inspired by energy circling the state for new initiatives, like the On My Way Pre-K pilot program and Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard's preschool scholarship program.
So I think it's really important that the IMA is part of that vision and immediately part of that action that's happening now with the vouchers and the support for early childhood, and particularly for the children who are most at need and most at risk.
The IMA's goal is to gain enough additional partners by next fall to be able to fund scholarships for half of the children who participate. The challenge will be reaching families who could benefit.
I think the museum's great challenge is in being as accessible as possible, about having no real or perceived barriers to who can benefit from that kind of learning.
Elizabeth Merritt is the director of the Center for the Future of Museums, an initiative of the American Alliance of Museums. She says the IMA faces a challenge common among museums that attempt to run educational programs. Their natural audience for in-house programming is the people who have memberships at and frequent the museum. And the demographics of that group don't always match the audience they're trying to reach.
We don't want it to be just another elite structure layered on the existing system. It can't be something that's just another equivalent of being able to afford a private school or having the capacity to figure out how to get your kid into a really good charter school. It needs to help level the playing field, not add to inequities.
Another challenge? Making sure the museum can offer a high-quality option. That's the primary focus in Indiana right now, says Early Learning Indiana President and CEO Ted Maple.
The more programs we have focused on quality, going above and beyond just what's required of them, the better.
Maple says the fact that the IMA is working in partnership with St. Mary's Child Center to provide administration and oversight is a promising step to ensuring quality. Luckily, there's another successful model the IMA can look to for guidance just a few miles away. The Children's Museum of Indianapolis has been operating a preschool program of its own for 5 years now. It enrolls more than 100 kids in half-day sessions. Families have come from as far as Lafayette to participate. Children's Museum Preschool Director Kathy Sutherland was one of the IMA's first calls when they decided to start a preschool. Sutherland advises taking advantage of what makes their program different.
We tie most of our curriculum in with whatever is happening in the museum. So essentially, it places the museum as their classroom. They truly have the world's biggest classroom at their fingertips.
The IMA students haven't been in the galleries yet, but Davis-Soilu says the plan is to head there by the end of this first week. She says she's looking forward to having the added energy in the building every day.
It's great to see children running on the lawn and using the spaces, and I think it's going to be great for everybody.
Davis-Soilu says there is still room to grow. She's keeping enrollment open and already has 2 more requests sitting in her inbox. So she's hopeful the IMA can work its way onto the radar in Indy's preschool landscape. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.